This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Anna from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Thursday, the 11th of June, 2026, and the time is 6 a.m. in New York. Equities are broadly weaker this morning. In the latest session, the S&P 500 is down 1.6%, and the Nasdaq is down 2% overall. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 is up 0.1%, while the Swiss Market Index is down 0.2% as of the latest check. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 is up 0.1% this morning. In currencies, 1 euro buys 1.155 US dollars and 1 US dollar buys 0.8 Swiss francs. The 10-year US Treasury yield is 4.54 and down 1 basis point in the latest reading. Brent crude is trading at $93 a barrel and gold is down 0.4% at $4,094 an ounce. And that's all for markets. Let's take a look at the latest market developments and our thought of the day.
Thanks, Anna. Risk sentiment remains fragile right now. So what's driving markets, and do you still think the stock market has room to move higher?
Yeah, it's true that risk sentiment does remain fragile as markets grapple with accelerating inflation, tech sector weakness, and fresh hostilities in the Middle East. The S&P 500 is now 4.5% below its all-time high from earlier this month, while the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield remains elevated at 4.54%. The U.S. has renewed self-defense strikes on Iran, citing unwarranted and continued aggression, and President Donald Trump has vowed more attacks if no peace deal is secured. Iran says it has also launched counterattacks. At the same time, headline U.S. consumer price inflation for May rose to its highest level in 3 years, with core inflation accelerating to its fastest pace since September last year. Separately, Oracle said it plans to raise $40 billion U.S. dollars over the next 12 months to help fund its data center build-out, which has intensified investor concerns over elevated AI spending. Even so, we think the stock market still has room to move higher.
Right. And when it comes to the Fed, why do you still think near-term rate hikes remain unlikely?
Yes, and that's the key policy question. In our view, the May CPI report shows that the balance of upside inflation risks in the U.S. is evolving rather than dissipating. Tariff-related pressures are improving, but energy and geopolitical developments, as well as AI-related demand dynamics, remain active sources of upward pressure. Given the recent stability in the unemployment rate, we think Federal Reserve policymakers are likely to adopt a more hawkish tone in their communications in the near term. We expect the U.S. Central Bank to remove the easing bias from its policy statement at next week's meeting and shift the 2026 dot plot toward a no-cut median projection. But unlike current market pricing, we still think the probability of near-term rate hikes is low. In our view, the Fed would need to see a re-acceleration in U.S. GDP growth above 2.5%, a steady decline in the unemployment rate, or a sustained increase in inflation expectations before raising rates. With none of those conditions likely to be met in the near term, we expect the Fed to resume easing from March 2027 as economic growth slows in the second half of this year.
Picking up on tech, how are you thinking about the renewed concerns over AI spending and earnings?
Good question. Oracle shares fell more than 10% in extended trading on Wednesday after the company reported higher than expected capital expenditures and plans to raise $40 billion U.S. dollars through a combination of debt and equity financing. That follows Alphabet's $85 billion U.S. dollar equity raise last week and Meta's potential stock sale, which has rekindled investor worries about AI profitability. Without taking any single company views, we believe the level of capital spending relative to a company's cash flows is worth monitoring. But we also think the extension of the AI capital spending cycle as a whole continues to underscore sustained and growing demand for AI compute. This week, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Co. reported a 30% rise in sales for May, while major cloud platforms announced advance orders for compute resources totaling $2 trillion U.S. dollars.
With the recent retreat in tech shares likely reflecting a consolidation in investor positioning, we believe the depth and durability of AI demand should continue to support higher tech earnings.
And beyond tech, how should the investors think about the renewed Middle East tensions and the Strait of Hormuz?
That is another important point.
The flare-up in Middle East tensions underlines our view that the road to a lasting solution will be bumpy, but our base case remains that diplomacy will ultimately prevail. There is growing pressure for President Donald Trump to end the Iran war ahead of the U.S. midterm elections, and Iran is eager to rebuild infrastructure. An eventual U.S.-Iran deal should allow markets to focus fully on the resilient economic backdrop and robust earnings growth across sectors beyond tech.
So with all that in mind, how should investors position portfolios?
Absolutely. We maintain our positive outlook on U.S. equities and believe investors should stay positioned for longer-term gains. We also believe the current environment reinforces the importance of diversification and risk management as markets navigate elevated volatility. Robust earnings growth across sectors and geographies warrants a diversified equity exposure, while the current elevated level of yields offers an attractive entry point to lock in portfolio income through short and medium maturity quality bonds. Investors can also consider hedges such as capital preservation strategies to reduce the risk of large drawdowns while maintaining participation in potential rebounds.
Great, thanks, Anna. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today. We still see opportunities in Europe amid the recent tech volatility. Global equity volatility has increased in recent sessions as uncertainties over the tech sector and AI return to the fore. Against this backdrop, we have downgraded our view of European IT from attractive to neutral. The sector is up around 40% since the start of the year, which has taken valuations to levels not seen since the tech bubble in the early 2000s. After such a rally, we believe the risk-reward profile of the sector is less compelling. At the same time, although weaker economic growth creates a more challenging backdrop for the Eurozone and the IT sector looks less attractive in our view, we continue to see areas of opportunity in the region linked to global demand and structural innovation. In our view, investors should focus less on the region's subpar economic growth rate and more on the European companies best placed to compound earnings through healthcare innovation, global consumer demand, lifestyle and premiumization trends, and the physical deployment of technology. That's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.